My name is Katsia Aurelien, K-E-T-S-I-A-A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation is for Margaret Lambert, M-A-R-G-A-R-E-T, last name L-A-M-B-E-R-T. She was seen on November 23rd, 2022. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. This CKD is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, type 2 diabetes, and the aging process. Period. However, cardiorenal syndrome was secondary to CHF and atrial fibrillation also play a role. Period. The most recent kidney functions are stable with BUN of 22 from 29, creatinine of 1.5 from 1.55, and a GFR of 33 from 32. There is evidence of pyuria. However, the patient denies any urinary symptoms. Period. There is also evidence of insignificant selective and non-selective proteinuria with urine microalbumin to creatinine ratio of 36.8 and urine protein to creatinine ratio of 200 milligrams from 235 milligrams. Period. The patient is euvolemic and denies any other complaints. Period. She states she was hospitalized twice since the last visit at Advent Health. The first time was for atrial fibrillation, to which she received a pacemaker insertion. Period. The second time was for CHF exacerbation. Period. She is doing better since the last hospitalization, and follows up with Dr. Sankar, S-A-N-K-A-A-R, cardiologist, on December 8th, period. She also follows up routinely at the a heart failure clinic, period. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus, which is stable. A1C on the most recent lab is 5.6%. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, arterial hypertension with stable blood pressure of 105 over 69. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, hyperlipidemia, which is also stable with unremarkable lipid panel. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, atrial fibrillation status post pacemaker on recent hospitalization. Period. She is currently on she is currently on carvedilol 3.125 milligrams twice a day, Plavix. Seventy-five milligrams daily. Amiodarone, 200 milligrams twice a day. Next line, CHF As previously stated, she follows with Dr. Sankar and the heart failure clinic on a regular basis. Next line, coronary artery disease. Status post CABG times 4. Next line. Hypothyroidism, which is maintained with levothyroxine 100 micrograms daily. Her thyroid panel was within normal limits. Next line, GERD, which is managed with omeprazole 20 milligrams. We recommend a discontinuation of the PPI unless absolutely necessary due to nephrotoxic effects. Next line, the patient was started on Bumex 1 milligram at the hospital and is no longer on furosemide. Period. She only takes the furosemide as needed. Period. We will review the medical records from the recent hospitalizations. Period. Next line, we will reevaluate this case in 4 months with laboratory workup. However, we will. However, we encourage the patient to contact us if she has any complaints or concerns prior to the next visit. And